Yerushalmi Trumos corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Kuf Gimel. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Vav Amad Aleph in the middle of the page, 13 lines up from the foot of the page. Taman Taninan. Taman Taninan B'chor She'achzoi Dam Afilu Meif Ein Mekivinoi Es Adam Dir Reb Yehuda. We have a Mishnah in Maseches Bechorus that if a Bechor suffered from a congestion of blood, even if it will otherwise die, Reb Yehuda says that one may not let blood from it. The Chachamim permit it, even if it will create in it a blemish, but if it did, that does not permit it slaughtering. Reb Shimon permits letting its blood, even if he inadvertently makes a blemish, and if he did make a blemish, he may slaughter it. Riabo, quoting Reb Elezer, says that Reb Yehuda, who doesn't allow letting his blood, follows Reb Gamliel of our Mishnah, who said that about a doubtful tumor that arose in a barrel of tumor, that nothing should be done. And the Rabbanon that permit letting its blood, but its blemish does not allow its slaughtering, follow Reb Elezer of our Mishnah, that if it had been in an ownerless place, it should now be put in a hidden place. And Reb Shimon, who permits the bloodletting, even with intent to make a blemish, follows Reb Yeshua, who allows causing Tluya to become certainly Tameh, as the Vaisa taught, the Tani Reb Shimon Yekiv Vafavishu Shu Miskavin Lasois Boimum Vafigu Rishur Achaya. The Vaisa says that Reb Shimon says he may let its blood, even if he intends to make a blemish, and this is like Reb Yeshua in the case of the second barrel, who says that one may actively make it Tomei, since it's anyway going to waste. We are all b'shem Reb Shimon ben Nokish, time of Reb Yehuda, lo yisoycha l'shutei ala oret tishpechenu kamayim, lo yitalti lecha domoi ela l'shoif chom. The Abol, quoting Reb Shimon Lakish, said that Reb Yehuda's source for prohibiting making a blemish in a Bechor with blood congestion is the pasuk that says in Dram Perek Yudbeis Pasuk Chof Dalad, do not consume it, spill it on the ground like water. This is expanded in reference to the blood of a Bechor. I only permitted drawing its blood to spill when slaughtering it as a sacrifice or when it's blemished, but not for bloodletting. Meithi Reb Abba, Mari, Achre Reb Yosi, Vahab B'psulim HaMukdoshim Ksiv, Loisachlenu Ala Oret Shpachenu Kamayim. Reb Abba, Mari, the brother of Yosi asked that about a sacrifice that developed a blemish and was redeemed, the Pasuk says, in Dorim Perek Yudbeis Pasuk Tez Zion, don't consume it, spill it on the ground like water. Since it already has a blemish, what could be expanded from that Pasuk? Amma Rebbe Chia Ba'aba Lachshir At Amris Ma Maim Chshirim Afdam Machshir. Rebbe Chia Ba'aba answered that it teaches the blood of Chulin is like water in that it causes food to be able to contract tumor, but not blood of Kodshim. Quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanon disagree over how to expound the same pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Chavbeis Pasuk Chof Aleph. It shall be unblemished, it shall not have a blemish in it. Reb Shimon expounded that one may not make in it a blemish specifically when it doesn't yet have one, but a Bechor with blood congestion is considered to have a blemish already and is permitted. The Chacham say that even if it's covered in blemishes, one may not make a blemish. Rabbi Chama, Baruch Ukva B'Shem, Rabbi Yosi B'Chanina, Kli Shetoichoi Toho V'Achoev Tmeim, Ein Metamim Boi Dava Memuat, Kdej Latzil Boi Dava Meruba. Rabbi Chama bar Ukva, quoting Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, said that if a vessel was Toho on the inside and became Tomei on the outside, such as through a liquid that was rabbinically Tomei, one may not make even a small amount of the trimmer Tomei by collecting the spilled trimmer wine in it, which might cause some of it to touch the outside and become Tomei, even in order to save a large quantity of the trimmer wine. V'hatanina teruvita Tomei v'al yitmena b'yadov. The question is, but didn't we learn in the Mishnah that if the oil of a bowel was leaking out, Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua agree that if he can save at least a reviv of it from becoming tummy, he should save it, and if not, Reb Lezer says that he should leave it to flow down and become collected into the vessel that has doubtful tumor, but he shouldn't actively make it tummy. This implies that it would be permitted to collect the tumor wine in a way that might lead it to become tummy. Amar Reb Shmuel bar Bachya Tipata b'shnei kelim echad toichov toho v'achorav tameim b'echad toichov shesei v'achorav tohoim. Ma de masnisa b'klei echad tamei, should say. And the answer is Reb Shmuel bar Bachya said that Rabbi Chama bar Ukva was referring to a case when he had two vessels that could be used to receive the trimmer wine, one whose inside was Tahor and outside was Tomei, and the other whose inside and outside were Tahor. he's required to use the vessel which is completely tahor. On the other hand, the Mishnah's implication that it's permitted to collect it where it might lead it to become tamei was in a case when the only available vessel is tahor in the inside and tamei on the outside. And the second answer from Rabbi Mana is that Rabbi Chama bar Ukva's prohibition was when it was falling into a tar collection vessel. The Mishnah's implied case was when it was falling into a tamei collection vessel. And the Gemara asked, well, from the Mishnah's words that he should leave it to flow down and become collected in the vessel, but he shouldn't actively make it tamei. This shows that it's referring to it being absorbed into the ground rather than being collected in a vessel. But it would still be permitted to collect it in a vessel that is tahor on the inside and tamei on the outside. Tepata, Shiniz Galgala, Le Besa Pas. The answer is that the Mishnah is referring to when the bowel rolled into a Besa Pas, which is an area where there's a rabbinic tumor because of a concern there might be a corpse there. The Gemara returns to discuss the earlier subject, which is that according to Chevraya, in the case of the first bowel, that Rabbi Yeshua permits it to indirectly make Tamei Tumah Tuluya. It follows Rabbi Yossi rather than Rabbi Meir. And in the second bowel, where Rabbi Yeshua even permits actively making it Tamei, follows Rabbi Meir rather than Rabbi Yossi. However, both cases apply to both wine and to oil. According to Rabbi Yossi, the Amora Rabbi Yossi, that the second bowel even follows Rabbi Yossi, that one may actively make the Tumah Tamei since there will be a loss to the Chulin. The explanation is that the first bowel contained oil that would still be suitable for burning, so since the loss would not be so significant, one may only indirectly cause Tumah. But the second bowel contains wine, which would not be suitable for anything, so Rabbi Yeshua permits even actively making it Tamei to prevent the complete loss of the Chulin.